You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can tune into the Cleveland Browns preview show with host Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan. We're going to get into the mailbag, but we also have a lot of phone calls, so we'll get to those, and we can just kind of hang on to the mailbag questions for a while. 216-578-0850. We got Bill in Old Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, the question I was asking is I saw that the Texans dropped this quarterback.
Ryan Mallett.
Yeah. Do you think the Browns could try to pick him up?
Yeah, Ryan Mallett wore out his welcome there. I don't expect the Browns to be interested in him. This is a guy, and you're hearing all the problems that came out, players saying he's not a guy that you could trust, not a guy you could count on, etc. Because of the fact that he, you know, slept through meetings. He just has had problems.
But who
repeatedly
hasn't slept through meetings?
He missed a flight.
That was excessive. We talked about it at the end of the show yesterday. That's uncalled for, and to me, very realistic for the Houston Texans to be up at arms with him, regardless of how talented he is, and right time to make a move.
Absolutely. So I don't see that happening. 216-578-0850. Let's go now to Joe in Lorraine. Joe, welcome to CBD.
Got two things real quick. Hey, if I could say one thing to Matt, I'd appreciate it. Hey, Matt, I like to, it's nice that your dad's there helping my grandfather. I do appreciate that.
You got it, man.
And because I will see you there, hopefully in the next week or so, I'll see you at the same time. We'll be there.
All right.
And the other thing is, do you not think these coaches are in way over their head?
I don't think they're way in over their heads. No. This is what I would say. So you've got Mike Pettine, who was very successful as a coordinator in the National Football League for 5 years. You know, lots of times they make that transition up. Jim O'Neill's now in his second year as defensive coordinator, and if there was one guy that is struggling right now, it is the defense. It's the defensive side of the ball. Now, that's Coach Pettine's specialty as well. John DeFilippo does not seem to be in over his head as an offensive coordinator. Seems to be doing a pretty good job getting a lot out of this group. So I don't know about if over their head is the right way to say it. I think that they are qualified to coach. I think when you see the penalties, though, and the turnovers and the generally sloppy play, 10 guys on the field, you know, that's stuff that needs to be cleaned up. But at the end of the day, the players are out there making the plays. You know, whether or not you agree with the scheme, it's a scheme that has been successful in the National Football League on the defensive side of the ball. So I don't know that they're in over their heads, but right now you're questioning everything until you can start winning. When you've won two out of your last 12 games, that's just kind of where you're at.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't think they're in over their head, but I would believe any coach that is not coached 3 years or more in the National Football League is still constantly learning, evaluating their process. They're yearning for information from other coaches. And in some cases, and I heard about this, you know, with the guys trading jerseys and so on and so forth and players getting together. I know this to be fact that not coaches from the teams that are competing that given Sunday, but coaches spend a lot of time on the phone with other coaches throughout the NFL, conversating, growing, learning, cross-referencing information, as long as there's no competitive advantage given to a team that's on the schedule with each other. I think it's still very early. These guys are growing into their roles. And while there may be veteran coaches and veteran staffs, you know, in other teams, everyone started somewhere. And you learn from your mistakes, you latch on to the right leader, you got the right group of guys in front of you, and that's where, as you look at the Arizona Cardinals, a team that, as Mike Pettine talked about, fourth in scoring, and fourth on defense is a scoring defense, and they're just overall a very well-balanced football team that Bruce Arians has put together.
Absolutely. 216-578-0850, and their balance is what makes them very, very scary. Jerry in Canton, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Six season tickets and go and there every game, and I'll probably plan on keeping them for a long time, but I'm just so disgusted with the accountability. I watch my one set of seats were row 9 right behind the visitor's bench. I watched the Denver head coach come over and just rip the offensive line. I watch him work the officials. I watch other players holding each other accountable, and I see none of that. It's almost like a happy place. And nobody's released on Monday. I listened to the show in the morning with Gerard, and he's saying when he played for Belichick that every week players were in there being tried out. There was never a time that the players felt like they had it made. I don't see any of that in Cleveland. It's been that way for years.
To your point, simply because Nathan and I sit upstairs here in Cleveland, I believe Tuesdays and Fridays there are players that are in town being evaluated and tried out at the indoor, either indoor or outdoor
all the time.
Field all the time. And did we or did we not make a move last week?
Yes.
And sign the outside linebacker.
Yeah, we signed Jason DeMonch and cut Sean Drone. We've made – there are a lot of guys that are on the team now were not on the team when the season opened.
Right.
Austin Pastore has been brought in. I mean, there are a few guys that have come in to the team. They're constantly trying to tweak and improve this roster. Will and Warren, final one for the first hour here. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good, man.
Hey, Matt, I had a question for you, man. Actually,
yes, sir.
Two questions. Hey, Matt, I heard in another show that the 3-4 that we run in Cleveland, the splits are way too wide. Is that true in the games that you've been watching?
You know what? I have to go back and look, but I think I've heard the same thing, and we actually had a caller, I believe, maybe Monday, that Monday was referencing spacing. And it's something that I will go back and look even this evening and come back tomorrow and Friday, and we can talk about it in reference to the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Cardinals football game. And as I continually mention, and I say this over and over again, I've never been in these meetings. I don't have a playbook. I don't have a Surface tablet.
But you can speak to how it was taught to you versus
sure,
what you're seeing on tape.
But it's it could be apples to oranges. It really could. I know a 3-4 defense is a 3-4 defense is a 3-4 defense. Well, you know, in some cases it can't be because there's just so many nuances. Or by this time in the season, they figured out the strength of certain guys who might want, and they might be cheating a gap or a half a gap, which is creating that void. But I would think that the linebackers and safeties are aware of that space that it needs to be filled properly.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, that's all I needed. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Got it, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, hour number two, we're going to discuss Ray Farmer's comments saying that if he can't get this thing turned around, shame on us. Talk about his comments yesterday that was made at a luncheon for the Violence and Child Care Advocacy Center at the Renaissance Hotel on Public Square. We will talk about his comments there. We still have the mailbag to come in hour number two. We also have to go around the league at 2:30 p.m. So a lot to get to here. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, keep your calls coming, 216-578-0850, and keep your tweets coming. Use the hashtag AskCBD, and we'll get to those in the mailbag in our second hour.